Yeah, so you did your first remote.
Yeah, that was a little crazy, but yeah. We got it.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you find it. Yeah, and Olson is in Milwaukee today. Is that right?
Yeah, he is.
Cool. Yeah, boy, and so he'll be teleported back probably this weekend, I think. So, I mean,
yeah.
All right, now we are going to have a very extra special Saturday special today. Do you know what it's about? Do you?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
I kind of heard something.
What'd you hear?
Some kind of bed.
Some kind of bed.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
And indeed, what a reaction this bed has evoked in the approximately 48 hours since the promo has been running. There's been quite a bit of reaction about this. But anyhow, welcome, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, Central California, to the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Stay with us for the next 2 hours. You'll be happy you did.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
I'm so excited. I was recently asked to narrate a short video about a most amazing invention. It's a smart hospital bed that changes its own sheets automatically without having to move the patient. It has a built-in toilet so the patient can do his or her business number one or number two in bed without having to use a clumsy, smelly bedpan. It can even be used as a bathtub or shower to clean the patient in bed. Now, you probably think I've been smoking something, but this invention is real, and I've seen it and tried it. I know it may sound too good to be true, but if you'd like to see this video or learn more about the Smart Care bed, shoot an email to me, mz@ksco.com. But in any case, plan to meet its brilliant inventor, my friend George Kate, on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Clue You Into Practical Revolution with your own Ringside Seat Radio, AM 1080 KSCO.
All right, in 17 years of operating KSCO AM 1080, I don't think we've ever had an inventor on. We're going to make up for that today because we have not one inventor, but two inventors, okay, in the studio live here today. And you're going to be able to talk to these real live inventors, both brilliant guys. I know both of them quite well. My friend Larry Wagner, whom I've known for, three-plus years already now, a prolific inventor of all kinds of processes, and he introduced me to his inventor friend who has come up with this revolutionary hospital bed called, it's got quite a number of names. Uniservice bed, I came up with Smart Care bed, and George Kate tells me that there's at least 10 or 15 or 20 other names for this bed, but it is a real prototype. It's a working prototype. I've seen it. It's a very comfortable bed because within a minute of my lying down on it, I was fast asleep. And they actually videoed me sleeping and snoring, and they put it up on YouTube. Anyhow, we've been kidding around a little bit, at least the people here at the radio station have, but this is a very serious invention, ladies and gentlemen. If you want, you can see this six and a half minute or so video that was produced, and I was asked to narrate, and you can do that by just requesting it from an email, via email for me. Anyhow, welcome Larry Wagner and welcome George Kate to the Saturday special at KSCO.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Great. Now, listen, I would not believe from the description that such a thing is possible. George, you've been working on this bit. When did you get the idea for this thing?
This idea came relatively a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's more than 10 years. Unfortunately, reason for this project was family problem. My mother, who was a doctor, got stroke in age of 18 and a half, and I spent a year in medical facilities, various places, and learn how difficult it is to be bedridden, paralyzed, resulting the stroke and other similar diseases. Unfortunately, during her end of the life, I couldn't help her a lot because to come up with idea and produce something tangible, it takes much more than just...
You don't just invent something overnight.
Absolutely.
Right?
So, it was long process, observation, thinking, and planning, and putting everything kind of in a record or task of problems which needs to be solved. And years later, I kind of give myself special order to, in memory of my mother, to come up with something and produce product which could help millions of bedridden people, temporary or permanently bedridden.
George, you are of Russian descent.
Yes.
Correct? So you grew up in Russia, and when did you move to the United States? And did your mother move with you, or was she here first, or how does that?
All right. Actually, I was raised and born in Ukraine, Odessa city, Ukraine, and came in 1975. And my mother came to United States 10 years later,
uh-huh,
in 1985.
Was she still practicing?
A little bit less. She was retired, and after that she came here.
What kind of a medical doctor was your mom?
She was a pediatrician and infection disease doctor, kind of sharing both specialties half and half. Also, she was in city a whole advisor or department manager in city hall related to medical field.
Right. I have heard so many people complain about how hospital beds are not very conducive. I mean, I was in the hospital in 1992. I had elective surgery, and I would rather sleep in a hospital bed than a not hospital bed, because you can bend it up, and you can raise your legs and raise your, you know,
absolutely,
or so on and so forth. But that's about all you can do, you know.
Yes. Actually, two important elements of hospital beds already exist. It's articulation. It means you can bend knee and raise the head, or lower the legs portion of it. And a second part is a second area of concern is softness of the bed in order to prevent or treat bed sores. And it's very well known fact that you can prevent or treat bed sores only by minimizing pressure which comes from the body down, and reaction of the support surface, or in this case mattress, determine how hard tissue will be compressed over the bones. And this pressure is a major contributing factor for bed sores, or they call it decubitus. ulcer.
I don't know too much about this, but just thinking about it, I would think it's really the only factor contributing to bed sores. I mean, if you didn't have any pressure, then there wouldn't be any bed sores. Am I right? Or?
Absolutely, absolutely. Uh-huh. Bed sores started probably next to the bone, but basically compressed tissue prevent from normal blood supply, and that's resulting the poor circulation and lymphatic returns, and as a result, you know, you got relatively serious deficit of needed components, and that's how bed sore starts.
Your mom was bedridden in the hospital or in an extended care facility for how long?
It's about 6 months, 7 months, more. Yeah.
Wow. And she was unable to. I mean, it was a very serious stroke, presumably, right?
It was. It was a very widespread stroke, and she practically cannot move, and only communication was with eyes, and you know, she can blink and deliver kind of information, but it was very, very difficult to communicate with her.
So you decided during that period that this is something that's needed, and I guess, you know, you've heard that term, necessity is the mother of invention. And
absolutely. It's not only needed. If you observe this type of patients in any facilities, you will see how difficult to deal with them, to move them, to put some kind of decent hygiene, toileting, bathing, and to transfer the patient from the bed to all these facilities. You have to pick them up. It's heavy body, very, very fragile, very sensitive body, and at the same time, it's heavy weight. It's a combination of two elements which normally create more than a difficult process to deal with them. It requires probably minimum two people, sometimes four, to move.
Yeah, leaning over to move a very heavy weight, which itself could create injury for the other people, and does, right?
It's about 18% of nurses in care facilities got injured during this process. They injure their low back.
Say that again. 18%
of
1/8.
1/8.
Okay. 18% of the people
of the nurses who actually care providers.
Uh-huh.
They got injured on the job with their low back problems and shoulders and stuff like that.
You probably didn't realize that at the time until you got into it. You simply started working on the concept of this bed, just on the idea of making it easier for the patients themselves, not even considering the caregivers, right?
Well, if you're there, if you're in a hospital or in facilities like that, you quickly can learn that person who took care of a bedridden person yesterday was out of work next day because of his injury. It's happened all the time. You can notice that injuries are very frequent.
Well, you know, a pretty obvious question that's got to be going through people's heads right now is, I mean, this has been a problem forever. And with amazing, I mean, it's great that you've come up with this idea and you've done something about it because I've seen it. But how come it took so long for you to think, not for you to think, but for someone to think about it? I mean, it's just, God, it seems like such an obvious problem that should be being addressed by bed companies and, you know, medical equipment manufacturers and so forth.
Well, unfortunately, some of the manufacturers are kind of conservative with producing their product. They're comfortable because it's a very profitable area, and they not always need to jump on something new and risky. And that's why eventually it will be done. I'm sure about that. But it takes some time for very well-known reasons. syndrome not invented here will prevent people from doing something which somebody else is coming out. And also, this bed is different from any others because design, technology, and manufacturing process should be seriously modified, and that's not an easy task for big manufacturers.
Well, that's what you've done, and that's what you have a patent on this process that you designed for this bed, right? This
system. Right. Patent is there, and prototype is working. What we're going to do now, what needs to be done now, it's another design of pre-production product which could be implemented in the right way for hospitals, for environment suitable in hospital. Material should be selected properly. And after that, we have to produce few units and do some kind of formal introduction for clinical trials and clinical trials. That would give some kind of green light.
So you're ready for that or pretty close to ready for that?
We are working on this subject right now, this direction. I'm working every day, and it looks like presently this project should be considered as a in bigger scale than garage type of operation.
Sure.
We're looking for partners and additional investment and stuff like that.
This is to bring this from prototype to working model, which can be. What does beta test mean? I've heard of alpha test and I've heard of beta test.
It's stages of development. It depend on regulations. You have to produce something. By the way, this bed should be approved by FDA, Federal Food and Drug Administration. Uh-huh. And it means during the process of development, they're supposed to participate in the process to be sure that everything is done according to their safety rules.
Is that in process right now? Has the FDA been applied to, or is it premature for that?
Not yet. We are not at this stage yet. It was a main idea to create proof of principle prototype, demonstrate that it's possible to do whatever we claim in the patent and in some other documents. As soon as company will be doing pre-production design and development, it's logical to bring FDA on the board.
And how long a process is that, and how costly a process is? Because I know you hear drugs, it costs like $1 billion to have a drug approved in many, many years, and that's why drugs are so expensive. And
Luckily enough, this bed is not under the same rules and regulation. They call it 510 regulation, which is a minimum requirements, but it's still under control of material selection and safety of the bed. That's basically two components which should be considered during the introduction of the bed.
Yeah. Larry, you have something to say here?
Hey, George, let's talk a little about what distinguishes this bed from a normal hospital bed.
All right.
Ask a question, a specific. I guess you did.
Well,
what distinguishes this from a normal hospital bed?
We've talked about number one and number two, but we really haven't gotten. And let's get into the changing of the sheets. I think that's.
All right. First of all, model which we are working on, it's represent only differences between existing beds and the one which we are going to propose or produce. Rest of the stuff, like common elements, articulation, bending the head part
of
it.
Yeah, the up and down parts.
Up and down, and all this stuff we're not even trying to demonstrate because it's done deal,
yeah.
And we can use existing
sure.
technology. Difference between this design and this proposed
bed system
platform, if you want to call it, that it's definitely changing linens under the patient without touching the patient, without moving him, turning, lifting, etc.
Changing the linens without touching the patient?
Right. It looks like strange, but mechanism under the patient built in such a way, it's complex motion there that it create a gap, a small gap under the patient, and inside in this undulation or gap, it's a storage for several cartridges of linen which could be changed. In its process, you have to probably see it before you express your doubts.
Yeah, I mean, a bed that can change the linens automatically without having to
move
the patient, that's phenomenal.
But it's real, it could be demonstrated, it's easy to see on video in form of real pictures or animation. Animation, yes.
Oh, and that's where MZ is, our famous animator.
Right, I really appreciate
it. I'm not the animator. You guys got that. I was so honored to have been asked to voice this thing.
But I appreciate greatly your nice voice, because after I listened to your introduction of this bed with your voice, I start to believe that it's real.
Oh, okay. Wow, that from the inventor himself. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's MZ with special guests George Kate and Larry Wagner. We're talking about the Uniservice bed, the Smart Care bed. What are some of the other names that you've thought of or other people have hit you with? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I honestly remember this conversation, remember this Saturday special, okay? Because, you know, 10, 15 years down the line, and these beds are everywhere on the planet, you know, when they become the world standard, you'll remember where you heard about it first, right here on the KSCO Saturday special. What are some of the other names, George?
Other names. First one was Easy Bed. Another one was Elizabeth. Name of my mother was Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Why not?
And even Uniservice Bed was pronounced differently. Universal Bed.
Uh-huh.
Uniservice, it's kind of confusing name because not everybody thought about universal. They thought about uniqueness, uni.
Yeah.
And
Or just one service, which could be the opposite of what it is. It's a multi-service bed, if anything, right?
Right, multiple services, changes the sheets. And then we haven't talked about the gap yet, George.
Well, gap is a natural part of the design which allow, during its movement from head to toe and opposite, create a massaging effect. And what's most important when gap is controlled by let's say, recommendations of doctors, etc., it could open under the patient's space with practically zero pressure in this particular area. And as we just know that bed sores could be treated by minimizing the pressure, this situation gives zero pressure in certain part of the body. And moving this zero pressure from area to area, it could be a double effect of massaging, preventing bed sores, and doing many other procedures from underneath. For example, wound care is a very logical area where this gap can work.
So wait a minute. I'm trying to imagine the patient is lying on the bed. The sheets are moving, or there some mechanism allows the linens to be changed. And now we're talking about a gap for which can be... How does all this happen? I mean, beds are usually just a mattress and move up and move... you can raise the head and raise the feet. That's my view of a hospital bed.
All right.
Electric bed.
Just imagine that gap is controllable in size and movable from head to toe and vice versa.
A little closer to the mic, George, if you can.
All right.
Yeah.
When stage underneath of this bed is moving, what's happened that this gap is also moving?
So is the table.
Yeah, yeah, but I fixed it.
This is a KSCO 1080 studio. And sometimes
we're laughing. George was using the table, our table here, our broadcast table, to demonstrate how a gap opens up, and sure enough, a gap opened up in the table.
little piece of the table separated from the rest of it. Anyway, major definition of this design or bed that we have movable, adjustable gap or undulation. And having that in mind, we can open this gap in any given part of the body. And then when you open it wide enough, we have access from the bottom part, and we can see the patient. We can put camera, a video camera in there, and scan the underbody.
Can you have like X-ray equipment underneath or ultrasound?
Definitely. Anything you want to put under the patient without moving him or lifting him, you can put it there. Not only X-ray, you can put you can even do a light surgery, because you can have access from the bottom in any given area.
And all this happens without the patient being moved. There's no need to put the patient on a gurney to move them all from the bed to the gurney to
absolutely. And also, not only you don't have to move this patient, there is no any friction or relative motion between linen or mattress and patient. Everything happen kind of with zero movement under the patient.
Yeah, that's just phenomenal. I mean, I know about the bed. There's drive chains. Is it a, what do you call that chain that moves the mattress?
A bicycle chain.
Yeah, it's like a bicycle. It almost pinched Michael's posterior.
No.
It wasn't even close to that. But it looks like a very sort of a really super heavy duty bicycle.
MZ, chain. You were looking at that chain as it was moving at you.
Yeah, I was. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it'll be in final design. It'll be all taken care of.
It could be not only chain. It could be various drive mechanism. Right now, system was built as quick as we can to demonstrate practicality of this proposal. But it's many different ways of finalize the design. That's why we have to do it right with group of engineers, people around to check every single element of this bed. Considering safety, considering cleanness of the system, ability to take care of mechanism, etc., etc. It's still a big job ahead of us.
There is a caller who called in who doesn't want to go on the air. And by the way, if you have some questions for George, perfect time to call 479-1080 if you want to hit him with a question or two here. A caller who didn't want to go on the air wants to know what kind of material the bed is made out of.
We're trying to use standard materials, standard linens, mattress built out of comfortable soft foam or combination.
Foam rubber.
Type. Foam. But it's still not optimal. Decision was made what kind of foam would be there. It will be soft surface with kind of strong base for this foam. But at the moment, working prototype built just from simple foam mattress. Rest of the materials are also pretty standard. Aluminum, steel, motors.
Oh, how many motors, George?
Presently, system got four motors, two for linens, one basic motor to drive the support conveyor or base unit, and one more for opening and closing the stage under the patient, the one which we discuss.
The stage, like, is what we've been calling the gap.
A stage which can create gap under.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long does something have to be tested before you will decide, hey, not only does the design work, but it's you know, it has life to it. It has a reasonable life cycle, and it's dependable. And this, I mean, wow, how do you? I guess you can do a lot of different duty cycles, like they test cars and things, you know, just by doing something mechanically over and over and over and over and over to simulate years and years of of use, right?
Right. There is a technique to test basically any kind of equipment in shortest possible time. Method of doing that, it's relatively simple. You increase load on the system and cycle it 24 hours per day. You can detect any wearness after a certain number of hours by checking condition of the components. Is there any changes in general condition of the metal or elements? And basically, you can calculate how many hours, days you have to test it before you're comfortable with the outcome of this particular design. If any weakness would be noticeable during the process, you immediately can improve, modify, and start this process again.
Right, okay, but you're not at that stage yet of testing,
no,
right? Because you're
no.
still at the prototype.
No, we're still in process of designing and trying to create normal company out of
So you're actually wanting to start a whole new company and plan to, or
yes.
might you be licensing your bed to? What'd you say, Larry?
A bed and patent. Oh, this
the,
is
oh the bed the, and
yeah.
Patent.
We haven't the patent, George, is how many pages?
Well, it's 36 claims, but to answer your to your question, what we're trying to do. I've learned over the years that in order to bring this project to the normal level, we have to come up with a working pre-production unit.
That's different from what you have now?
Yes. This unit is proof of principle prototype. It shows that everything what claimed is real. It's possible to do.
Okay.
And we can demonstrate it, and we can, you know, lie on this bed and show everything.
Proof of principle, you call
yes,
that.
Yes, proof of principle prototype.
Okay.
Next stage, it's design of pre-production unit.
Uh-huh.
And pre-production unit should be as close as possible to final product.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one which we will test it and introduce to medical facilities for clinical trials.
All right.
That's the stage we're in.
Okay, so you've passed the proof of principle. You're not in the middle of the proof of principle prototype.
No.
That's done. That's behind you.
Yes.
Okay. And what's ahead of you is, what do we call that? The I want to write this down so I can become well-versed in this.
Uh-huh.
So you go from proof of principle prototype to pre-production, I think you called it?
Yes. Next one is pre-production, design and prototype. And then...
And prototype, okay.
This one could be introduced to hospitals and medical facilities
for clinical
trials.
For clinical trial test.
Right.
All right. test at hospitals and nursing care facilities and so forth. Okay, it's 20 minutes before 11 a.m., hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special on AM 1080 KSCO in Santa Cruz. And we invite you to call and ask questions, make comments about the bed that we're talking about, the great invention. We have the inventor here. His name is George Cate. His friend and mine, another inventor, although he didn't invent this bed, he's got quite a number of other inventions that we might even touch on next hour, perhaps. That's Larry Wagner. He's with us. And this is the first KSCO Brilliant Invention Special. So if you want to give us a call, 479-1080 is the phone number. Let's take our first caller. That'd be Richard N. Watsonville. Richard, welcome to KSCO. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Hey.
Thanks for having these two gentlemen come. I really wanted to hear about this. The gentleman that invented the bed, George?
Yes.
You got a patent on this, or you had to tell somebody about it in order for somebody like Michael to find out about it. And did it have to go through military and NASA scrutiny to see if they could use it at some point in the future?
I believe that this bed is so universal that it could be used anywhere, in army or...
Well, no, the fact that you're able to come out here and talk about it, it means that they've already looked at it, and they know there's something to it. The thing about it is, when you're talking about chains, Mike,
yeah,
he's talking about a prototype here, and it's going to make noise. You're talking about noise, huh?
No, there's no noise. No. It's very silent.
Okay,
no.
The only way they can make that thing or improve that thing and get rid of the chains is to go hydraulic.
This is a little bit a difference. First of all, speed of the, let's say, conveyor, you call it chain conveyor, mm-hmm. is so slow that you hardly can hear anything. Second, there are other technology which could be quickly and efficiently
right.
substitute. For example, plastic chain, which doesn't require any lubrication or create much less noise, etc.
Is it going to be set up for the blind people and deaf people?
Sure. It's, you know, important thing that it, functions of the bed, who is going to use it.
Well, TV, radio, will that be in there? I mean, will you have a single bed, a double bed, or a family bed at some point in the future?
A family bed?
Yeah.
For the people are not bedridden together.
No, the family that bathes together stays together and all that stuff. No, I mean, sometimes the husband wants to spend the night with the wife in the maternity room or whatever they call it, you know.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And this thing turns you so you don't get bed sores, even if you have a prescription to go to a...
It doesn't really turn the patient, does it, George?
What's interesting, I can tell you, it's interesting. Anybody who look at the bed is coming up with some new usage of this bed. Not to say that doctors can come up with new methods, but even private users can.
Well, no, I want to do the recreational part and have, like, bed rest and breakfast in.
I can tell you a funny story that I know one gentleman. He planned to start semi-medical facility for people, and he want to use it for applying mud bath for people, and then change the linens without just any physical efforts on the part of...
Because it sounds like what we're talking about here is the same thing as going into your doctor's office and laying on that table, but before you do, they pull down a little paper thing. So you got a new paper for each new patient.
Absolutely. And this bed allowed to use any kind of linens. It could be paper, it could be standard linens, cotton...
So you could use that wax paper that they use in the burn centers for burn patients.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. Hey, no restrictions on material. More than that, we are trying to be as close as we can to standard materials.
Well, if you get to a point where you can put them in the bed and then send them into surgery and they come out of surgery and it's got ICU stuff set up in there. They, I mean, they never leave the bed until they leave the
hospital.
Yeah, just
like automobiles, you know, come fully loaded or you know, basic bare bones, you know.
Oh, wait till we get them in the houses and get them out to where they can go down to the corner and hook up with a transit system. Then they can get out and get some fresh air. All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, Richard, thank you for calling. 479-1080 is the phone number if you want to join us here on the Saturday special. 15 before 11. Let's take a commercial break. So, yeah, we'll be back in just a few minutes here. Stay tuned, and there's a lot more ahead on the Saturday special. Take it away, Nikki.
As a Central Coast grower, you face many risks every day. Hi, I'm Craig Dean with DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. A good way to manage risk is with Allied Group Farm Insurance Plans. DCD and Allied, a nationwide company, will insure your farm, crops, property, and vehicles for some of the most competitive rates available. So call us at DCD Insurance Services, 800-347-6145, or visit DCDIS.com. Remember, DCD and Allied Nationwide are always on your side. Get the insurance attention you need. Hi, I'm Craig Dean of DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. You will get the personal attention you deserve with DCD and Allied's premier service. DCD and Allied will keep your car, home, and business covered 24 hours a day, every day. And we'll give you the attention you need when you need it. Call DCD Insurance Services at 800-347-6145 or visit at DCDIS.com. Remember, DCD and Allied Nationwide are always on your side.
Hi, this is Judy DeVilbiss. Listen to this name. Gardenia Glimmer Shea Body Soufflé. Ooh, that sounds good enough to eat, doesn't it? But, you know what? It isn't good enough to eat. I mean, I don't know. I haven't tasted it. However, it is a great body lotion, and it's from the Youngevity Company. It has a nice, soft gardenia scent. If you like gardenias, this is it. And it's a wonderful moisturizer. You rub it on, and the highlight, too, it actually glimmers. It has a little bit of a shine to it. I absolutely love it, and I use it all the time. It's just so lovely. Anyway, why don't you give it a shot? Youngevity has some wonderful products, and this is one of the new ones. So if you'd like to get started with the Youngevity products and check out the Gardenia Glimmer, why don't you call 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500. Shea Butter Glimmer to you. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Steve Thomas from Capitola Freight and Salvage, located 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply. This time of year, we're open every day of the week from 10 until 4. Come by, see what we've got. New and used building materials, lots of doors, lots of windows, all types of imports from Italy. Custom tile, $2 per square foot.
I just love that sink. I'm capable of buying it and storing it somewhere until I need it because it's so cute. Well, myself, I like the Mexican enameled one, and this is the closest that I've seen to the gorgeous colors, and we can have a... Well, I can ask her if that's for best.
There's always sodas and water and something to snack on here.
Okay, I did not know that. I learned so much. Thank you.
That's Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens, 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply. The phone number is 465-6990.
And visit CapitolaFreight.com. KSCO, Santa Cruz.
The KSCO Saturday Special. It's MZ, and it's 11 minutes before 11, and we're talking about a brilliant invention, a hospital bed, or a bed for a bedridden patient that does basically everything, okay? I mean, I know it's hard to believe, but it's true because,
it allows diagnostics underneath. But, George, you haven't explained how it can do the toileting functions.
Now, George, be very, very graphic here. As graphic as you can possibly be.
Well,
is radio. Now, if it was television, you wouldn't have to be very graphic.
All right.
But it's radio, so you do have to be quite graphic.
Michael already in the promo talked about some numbers here.
All right. Since you described this toileting as number one and number two situation, I can tell you that having in mind the fact that we can open pre-calculated space under the patient in any area. Obviously, we can open it in area of interest here, and inside in this gap, it could be comfortable toilet facilities with washing, drying, even vacuum line to remove all dirt from the patient, and it creates much more comfortable environment.
Well, I don't know about a vacuum. That could be.
No, don't worry that you'll be sucked into vacuum line.
Yeah, of our part that would be sucked.
No. It's just a normal toilet with possibly liner in there, just in some cases.
Actually, it is vacuum toilets, you know, that are in progressively growing use today that I think are better because they're less likely to stop up, right?
Right, but here it's not only vacuum to remove stuff, which we're not planning to do immediately, but vacuum to remove odors.
Odors, okay.
Odors first.
George, but today if a person is bedridden in a hospital situation, there's a bedpan. So that seems to serve the purpose.
A bedpan is a very common and very inconvenient and dangerous element of the daily hygiene situation. A reason for that in many cases we have to keep sterility in the bed in surgical room or anywhere else. Bedpan is inconvenient and it's easy to spill from it, and also you have to turn the patient. You have to put bedpan under the patient. It means you have to physically do serious manipulations.
That's what I can't understand. All these years, that's been the technology. I mean, it's just nuts that you didn't come along 100 years sooner than you did.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem to me somebody could have came up with a crank and cranked open a gap and put a bedpan underneath the bed.
I don't know. Is there anybody in our KSCO audience who likes the bedpan concept? Well, I don't think we're going to get a single call of someone saying that they like it.
I can tell you one thing, that a reason why it didn't develop by anybody. First of all, it's different patients in the bed, different height, different place where this toilet should be there, and on top of it, area is relatively conservative. People are not working too much on such a important element. For example, a friend of mine, who is a professor of Hayward State, Roger Dorin, he said that, you know what, this bed should be invented in 16th centuries. Nothing would prevent them to do the same thing. It's obvious right now. And for some reason, nobody touched this subject.
You know what I think?
Well, I'm happy that it's you and that I got to know you. So I can say you. I knew you when, because you deserve to be a billionaire. You really do.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope you have good connections with God.
Okay. Larry, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I think what happens now, in at least in hospitals, is they catheterize the patient immediately. And that's no fuss, no muss. And that it maybe takes a...
Pardon me, but...
But it's only for...
Yeah, it's only for number... I always get the two confused.
Okay, so
you can't catheterize for both of them. You can only catheterize for one.
And then they diaper. Okay, yeah. Then they diaper the patient for the other. And
that's
so,
not sanitary. Just sit.
Well,
there.
I'm just trying to think. If I'm just trying to look at the workflow in a hospital, or think of the workflow in a hospital, and the way it's done now. If the patient is, immobile, bedridden, it'll be catheterization and some kind of diapers, and then the nursing shifts will be changing the diapers and dealing with the catheter.
All right, but this
so George,
is not
try to explain that.
Right,
the
this
system.
Is yeah. This is not only one area of concern. Let's say
elderly people in care facilities, etc. They're not sick, and they're not subject for catheterization because it's not medical facility to take care of. And for this type of people, a regular bedpan is normally used. And in case of technology of this nature, proposed technology, it would be a great help, and dignity of people could be much more improved.
Okay, and I get that. So in a more, not a totally bedridden critical care, but like you say, in a nursing facility, this would be sure, that would be far better than having to, and also, one can't be catheterized for too long.
Absolutely, and some
without
people,
causing an infection.
Yes, catheterization is very common with resulting infection in the patient. But this proposed bed is good for home usage as well. If somebody after surgery or elderly wants to stay home, all these physical efforts could be kind of minimized by using this bed, and even a physically undeveloped person could provide all services to the patient in home environment.
Okay.
Instead of...
That is great. So now, in addition, there's another hygienic facility that the bed can do, and that is the bathing. Can you step us through that?
Yes, and I think it's a very physically difficult procedure. Could be practically done with no physical efforts. If placing the linen under the patient is more or less understandable, or at least I hope that it's understandable, bathing could be done with technology of providing, instead of linen, flexible bath formation under the patient without moving him, without lifting, etc., and then inflating this bath facilities under the patient again in form of regular bath. Then water could be water shower or emerging person in the water could be considered with no efforts as well. A reverse situation could get rid of the water and removing the bath facility from the bed under the patient. Again, it's kind of hard to visualize, but video and actual pictures of the process could explain better in our...
Yeah, you can see the video by just sending me an email, mz@ksco.com. Speaking of email, I just received an email that rubbed me the wrong way. I'm going to read it right now. Someone named Erica Terrell to MZ sent this 1 minute ago or 2 minutes ago. It says, this topic is targeted to your demographic. 65 plus, that's what it says in the subject line. And then read the body of the email, and it says 65 plus, keeping senior citizens occupied. Erica, hey, I mean, all you're interested in is knockdown, drag out politics and so forth? I mean, don't you want to hear about something that could revolutionize the world? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, what?
By the way, I would say that target of this bed is not 65 people or older. This bed is very useful for after surgery procedure, after orthopedic surgery. Patient is so uncomfortable after surgery that medical people are using about $400-$500 worth of narcotics to change linens, to do all kind of hygiene facilities, etc. And any other disease, wounded people, young wounded people. Yeah.
The demographic is... Hey, Erica Terrell, you know, you could become someone who needs one of these beds in the blink of an eye. You know, think about it. By the way, you're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. Hour number one of the Saturday special is now coming to a close. We've got an hour ahead of us. Can you believe the whole hour's gone by? It has. So stay with us. We'll be back right after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Carton. Will McCain seal the deal? Can Clinton snap Obama's winning streak? From America's election headquarters on the last weekend of campaigning before Tuesday's primaries, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama urging supporters to do the Texas two-step.
Here in Texas, they have the primary, plus they have a caucus at night. So they call it the two-step because you can actually vote twice. Most of the delegates are decided during the day's primary, but you get double dip there, and about a third of them are decided in the caucus.
Fox's Caroline Shively, the process could affect the race in the Lone Star State. Some polls showing Barack Obama pulling even with Hillary, who's campaigning in Texas today. Obama stumping in Rhode Island. Four states holding primaries Tuesday. President Bush hosting the Prime Minister of Denmark at his ranch in Crawford, Texas at a press conference. The Commander-in-Chief declining to promise more Iraq troops reductions this year.
I can only tell you, Deb, that it's going to be based upon the recommendations of Secretary Gates, General Petraeus, the Joint Chiefs.
Prince Harry back in Britain, his 10-week tour of duty in Afghanistan cut short after media reports leaked details of his secret deployment.
People kept saying to me, must be so frustrating for Harry not being able to serve abroad and so on. And I was saying, yes. And they were saying, where is he? And I said, well, he's on exercise somewhere.
Prince Charles pleased not to have to keep mum about Harry any longer. In the Middle East, Gaza going through its deadliest day of fighting since Hamas seized control of the territory last June. At least 46 Palestinians have been killed as Israeli troops, tanks, and aircraft strike at militants. At least as many as two dozen civilians are among the dead. Two Israeli soldiers have been killed. The violence began yesterday. Palestinian leaders are threatening to suspend peace negotiations to protest the violence. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Don't call it a comeback, at least not yet, in this week's Fox Light Music Release Roundup. The latest from Miss Jackson, I call her that because I'm nasty, is Discipline, which is album number 10 for Janet Jackson, and she hopes this will put her back on top and make people forget about accidentally seeing her top. And now to the big top. Dolly Parton's Backwoods Barbie is her first mainstream country album in 17 years. Country rock chanteuse Tift Merritt teams with Tom Petty and Black Crowes producer George Drakoulias for another country. Erykah Badu finds yet another way to shoehorn her name somewhat cleverly into her album's title. New America, get it, is another solid collection of nouveau soul. And for some retro soul, look to Ashford and Simpson's The Warner Brothers Years Hits, Remixes, and Rarities. In New York, Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more focus from The Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
A sell-off to end the week on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 315 points on more lackluster economic news.
Consumer spending in January stalled for the second straight month when you adjust for inflation.
Fox's Brenda Butner.
What about what you make? Incomes last month up 0.3%. Much of that, though, from annual bonuses paid to business execs.
Another survey showing consumer confidence falling, higher gas prices not helping much either, oil prices retreating at least after spiking to a new record, topping $103. A barrel. Police in Las Vegas still trying to piece together how the deadly toxin ricin ended up in a motel room.
We currently don't have a terrorist threat, and we feel that all the ricin has been contained.
Captain Joseph Lombardo says firearms and an anarchist-type textbook were also found in the room. Meanwhile, the man last staying in the motel is hospitalized in critical condition. There's something fishy with Gorton's frozen seafood dinner leading to a 10-state recall.
Trust the Gorton's fisherman.
Not so much for one Pennsylvania woman finding some mystery nuggets in her fish. Gordon's confirming they were pills, though it's not clear yet what kind or how they got there. Now they're recalling about 1,000 cases of crispy battered fish fillets in 10 states across the country. Those are packages of 6 fillets with a best buy date of April 2009. There have been no other reported incidents and no reports of injuries. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
And what happened to the usual excuses for getting out of work? There's a... and the usual standby. But sheriff's detectives in Franklin County, Washington, say Daniel Cooch had his friend shoot him in the shoulder so he wouldn't have to go to work. Cooch told them he'd been the victim of a drive-by shooting while jogging, but later acknowledged he asked a friend to shoot him so he could get some time off work and avoid a drug test. Cooch is expected to be charged with false reporting. His friend's already been arrested for possible reckless endangerment. I'm Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everybody. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080 on this Saturday, March 1st, and I'm Nikki James. Your Central Coast forecast today, cloudy through the mid-morning, and then it'll clear up with a high near 60 degrees. North-northwest wind between 6 and 16 miles per hour. And tonight it'll be clear with a low around 42. Sunday, we're going to have sunny skies and a high of 64. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, patchy fog this morning, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 2 to 3 feet, and a west swell 3 to 7 feet at 15 seconds. And tonight the northwest winds will be 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 2 to 3 feet, and a west swell 4 to 9 feet at 14 seconds. Current temperature at KSCO Studios is 63 degrees, Monterey is 55, Salinas 55, and Watsonville 53. I have a few traffic incidents to report. There was a traffic collision with major injuries just north of CVR, and there is an ambulance responding. There's one guy that was injured, and the down southbound lane will be closed. There's also a traffic collision at State Route 236 at Acorn Drive. So far, there's no injuries, not a whole lot of details. The CHP is on the scene, and the vehicle is near the roadway. So watch out for those. Drive safe, everybody. The official time is 11:06, and we're going to head right back to MZ in this Saturday special.
Hey, Nikki, forgive me. What's CVR?
CVR.
Yeah, you said there was an accident at CVR.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
You know what? I'm going to look at my cheat sheet. Wait. Oh, California. No. I don't even know.
Oh.
I'm new at this.
Oh, okay.
Trying to read these things.
Because I am, too. Does anybody out there know what CVR is?
CVR.
I've never even heard that.
Well, it says the location is LLG, just north of CVR. That's what it says.
LLG, just north of CVR.
Yeah, and I'm looking at my cheat sheet, and I can't really figure it out.
Okay, well,
yeah,
because it doesn't do our audience any good if we use terms that maybe they have a new system, huh?
Oh, wait, I've got a caller.
Someone's calling. Maybe the caller will tell you, and I'll go ahead and start the
Hold
Saturday
yeah,
special
go
hour
for
number
it.
Two here.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but...
Here's a less irritating, in fact, it's not an irritating email at all. It says, hello, MZ, great program today. Tell Erica to flip over to KOMI. I hope these beds go on the market real soon. They sound great. I could use one.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Even though I'm only 58... and in great shape physically, I could stay in bed all day listening to KSCO. All the best. And that's signed Band Mike. You know, we should unban Mike after that nice email. We should know. Yeah. Welcome to hour number two of the Saturday special. You want to send us an email? It's mz@ksco.com. If you want to participate in the program, ask us your question, make your comment, as Mike did, and as Erica did. And if you want to request a viewing of the 6 or 7 minute video demonstration of this bed, that's the way you do it also. Just shoot me an email, mz@ksco.com. It's your favorite radio station, KSCO AM 1080. And it's hour number two of the Saturday special. We're discussing this most amazing invention that I've ever seen in terms of need. I mean, the need is just phenomenal, and this bed will address that need. Its inventor is here in the studio. His name is George Kate. Our mutual friend is Larry Wagner. He is sort of the co-host interviewer today. Larry, God, you're really good at this. I mean, I'm going to have to cede the microphone to you here because you ask a lot more I mean, you get to the meat of the... But I think we're going to use the second hour here to talk more about the applications on the market and so forth. And, you know, the more I hear about this, the more I want to become part of this here. So, you know, I can talk to you a little bit about this too, right, George? So, I mean, I'd like to become part of the group that makes this thing happen.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. Okay, so, but for right now, before we go any further... we have a Kay's commentary. Now, for those of you who are considering voting for Hillary, listen to this.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Despite 8 years of embarrassment and shame from the Clintons, they have the gall to want to be in charge for another 8 years. It would be a nightmare to have Hillary and Bill in the White House again. A few following reasons, with the help of one Roy Lovett to jolt my memory and my own strong opinions, let's call it Hillary hopes you have forgotten. Have you? Hillary Clinton has been telling America that she is the most qualified candidate for president based on her record, which she says includes her 8 years in the White House as First Lady or co-president. Whoever voted her in as co-president, and her 7 years in the Senate also. Here's a reminder of what that record includes. As First Lady, she made herself in charge of health care reform. That cost the taxpayers over $13 million. But it was opposed. She couldn't even get it to a vote in Congress controlled by her own party. And in the next election, her party lost control of both the House and the Senate. Hillary assumed authority over selecting a female attorney general. And whom did she choose? Janet Reno, who has since been described by Bill himself as my worst mistake. Hillary recommended her former law partners, Webb Hummel, Vince Foster, and William Kennedy, for positions in the Justice Department, White House staff, and the Treasury, respectively. Hummel was later imprisoned, Foster committed suicide, and Kennedy was forced to resign. She also urged her husband not to settle with Paula Jones's lawsuit. Countless women accused Bill Clinton of rape, and it was Hillary who threatened these same women to shut up or else. You want her to be president? And where is her self-respect? She refused to release the Whitewater documents, which led to the appointment of Ken Starr as prosecutor. After $80 million of taxpayer money was spent, Starr's investigation led to Monica Lewinsky, which led to Bill lying about and later admitting his affair. Then they had to settle with Paula Jones after all. And Bill lost his law license for lying to the grand jury and was impeached by the House. And Hillary almost got herself indicted for perjury and obstruction of justice when she repeated under oath, "I do not recall. I have no recollection. And I don't know." 56 times. And you really want that disgusting person as your president? Hillary wrote, "It takes a village," demonstrating her socialist viewpoint. When Hillary left the White House, she later had to return White House furniture, china, and artwork, which she had stolen. No remorse, no apology, no shame. And you want this role model to lead our country? As president, Bill further protected her by asking the National Archives to withhold from the public until 2012 records of their time in the White House. There are ongoing lawsuits to force the release of those records, and that law of withholding public information should be outlawed. As the junior senator of New York, where she never was a resident, Hillary has passed no major legislation. Her one notable vote was supporting the plan to invade Iraq. She has since disavowed it. Quite a resume, don't you think? Sounds more like an organized crime family instead of two pathetic wannabes who yearned for another 8 years to rule our country. Talk about raw arrogance. With my apologies to the many good people living in mobile homes, Hillary and Bill are trailer trash. Last evening I saw a rerun of a movie called Man of the Hour, or was it Man of the Year? It concluded with a very timely remark, quote, "Diapers and politicians should be changed often and for the same reason," unquote. For KSEO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Hey, now, what did you guys think of that commentary? George, what did you think? Now, do you think it was a little strong and a little harsh?
It's strong, but, you know, there is a merit in everything what she said. It's interesting. And what's interesting?
Sounds like you agree with a lot of it, huh?
Right. And who is the speaker? It's a lady of what age she is?
It's my mama. And she's 86 and 7/8.
Oh, my gosh. She sounds like a young lady. And
yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Larry, what did you think of the cup?
Well, I just appreciate her passion, but unfortunately I don't agree with her on all fronts.
Was there any of that that was false?
I didn't get to hear it all. Oh. So what I say, I really appreciate her passion and her the way she speaks, and then we could spend 1,000 hours debating, parts of it. So at that I can't say any more.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll get a few more callers that way. I'm astounded that there weren't. I didn't expect the board to be full last hour. But I expected more calls than I think. What did we get? One, I think, from Richard.
Two emails.
Which was a great call, for sure. And there are some emails. There's Scott in Santa Cruz is on the line now, and someone else is calling. I don't know who that is or whether they will stay on. But if you want to call us and talk about the bed, talk about anything you want to talk about here. If you want to ask a question of Larry or of George, the phone number to use is 479-1080, and don't be shy. Do not be shy, okay? I know Scott in Santa Cruz isn't shy. Are you, Scott?
I have an idea for the name for the bed. First, I wanted to comment quickly on Kay's editorial. You know, amen, ruled is the proper word, and I just have three words, Waco and Elian Gonzalez, to say about that. But I would call it the Dignity of Life bed.
Dignity of Life, D-O-L.
Dignity of Life bed. Uh-huh. You know, it would have saved Chris Reeves' life. Because he died
wow.
of infections from bed sores. And, you know, the fact that it's going to save billions in narcotics is going to pitch you against the pharmaceutical big money power. If I were an engineer, I would certainly hitch my wagon to George, your star. And, you know, I think the most important thing, Michael, about this is that it will help mom and dad to stay at home so that we can have three generations living under one roof.
Wow.
The way our Creator intended us to live.
Wow.
Brings human beings closer.
That's fantastic. Hey, well, you bring up a really interesting point, dignity of life, and that is what killed Christopher Reeve. It was bed sores, huh?
And how many?
He might still be
others?
With us if he was using your bed, huh? What'd you say, Scott? I'm
and
sorry.
And how many countless others?
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Wide open lines at 479-1080. This is sort of an uncomfortable subject. Maybe a lot of people don't want to talk about it. I'm sure a lot of people are listening, and everybody who is, it certainly evokes reaction, you know, the discussion of such an invention. It has evoked a lot of reaction around here. That's why I'm surprised there aren't more phone calls today. But in any case, let's move into a discussion about envisioning the word. No, you want to say something, George?
Yes, you mentioned Christopher Reeve's unfortunate situation. Ironically, about 6-8 months before his tragical death, we sent their organization proposed letter with description of this bed, which actually treats and prevents bed sores. And this letter didn't reach right people, probably went to garbage can before anybody looking at this. And Christopher Reeves died from cardiovascular disease based on bed sores, reason for triggering this disease. That's unfortunate situation. Another thing, somebody asked a question about maintenance of the system of this bed.
Yeah, Nikki came in and told us about a caller who didn't want to go on the air who was asking about the training necessary for support staff to be able to change the cartridges that, you know, for the linens and so forth. But isn't that something that anybody can do?
Absolutely. This is a great advantage of this proposed bed or project, that it doesn't require any serious training. Linens could be changed by simple inserting cartridge into right spot, like similar to film into camera could be placed there. And it's one thing. Second, manipulation of the bed could be done with remote control and practically no training at all. Some precautions could be described during the training, like size of the opening and stuff like that. But rest of it, it's first of all, it doesn't require any physical effort. Second, it's simple, like remote control for TV require few simple manipulations. That's it. And one more question was asked about maintenance of the bed. One of the reasons we are kind of slow in development and looking into it more seriously, that we have to design this bed for convenient maintenance. And also another area of concern, that this bed should be comfortably brought into any size of the door jamb and places. Present medical beds are bulky and heavy, and it's hard to bring them into home environment. And it's another area of development and consideration.
Caller wanted to know if it has a scale, if it is noisy, and what the price is. He also wants to volunteer. Now, do you know who the person is, Nikki? I mean, because how, if we say yes, you can volunteer, how do we get in touch with a person? So, I mean,
volunteer. He didn't give his name, but I'm sure that if you give some kind of a number, he'd definitely call up, but he does want to know about it. So,
okay, yeah. George, what, I guess there's a lot there.
Okay, it's three questions, right?
Well, it does it have a scale?
Well, this particular model or this particular development does not introduce any existing elements of the bed. It could be scale, it could be lifting elevation system, could be many other things. And this bed will provide a selective number of services per request, and scale could be one of them if it's required. It's not a scale bed. Scale could be introduced into this anytime when we need it. Second question was,
is it noisy? We know that it's not.
No, it's not noisy. And again, selection of the motors and drive mechanisms will be such that noise will be minimized. And even presently with stuff from the shelf without any consideration of noise, it's not noisy. It doesn't have any pump or mechanisms with high level of noise. And third question was
The price.
Price. preliminary calculation shows that this bed in production couldn't cost more than between $4,000 and $6,000 roughly, but everything depend on design, final design, and number of units in production. It's hard to tell exactly.
Do you think it's possible to manufacture this bed in the United States or America, so we could say made in America?
Yes.
And that could be part of the marketing. Don't you think that would be really cool?
It's possible. But what's important to keep in mind when you're talking about price for this type of bed, we call it specialty bed. And specialty bed today are very expensive. They sell beds from like $22,000 to $70,000, and these beds are not doing too much as we described
before.
That
kind of money is actually this isn't pie in the sky. This is true. That kind of money is being spent for beds.
Sure. If you buy these beds today, they are expensive.
I know that an aspirin in the hospital could cost you $25, one little aspirin. So I guess anything that's connected to medical care or anything, including a bed.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean that
it's in its own world in its own world economy, I guess. Jeez.
Right. And price for the bed probably will be determined by experts, marketing people. And idea is to produce it as cheap as possible, less expensive, that this bed could substitute as many beds as industry required.
Okay, back to the phones. By the way, the phone number is 479-1080 in area 831 if you want to call the Saturday special. Larissa in Monterey. Oh, you want to comment on Kay's commentary? Hiller, go ahead, Marissa, or Larissa, you're on.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Am I? Okay. Yep. Sometimes I do have a chance to listen to your program, and I love the comments your mother makes. I always, I think the way she does, and I'm really surprised that many people didn't react positively to your mother's remarks about Hillary Clinton. And, for those 2 years that the country was put down by Bill Clinton, those 2 years, it looks like people...
You mean two terms, I think, right? You mean the 8 years?
Yes, 8 years, the Bill Clinton's term. People have forgotten, unfortunately, people have forgotten that really they put the country down. The country became a subject of, humiliation because of them, of both of them. They're thieves and liars. And I really, really hope that Americans will somehow, with the help probably of talk show hosts, that people will really be able to look at those people and at Hillary especially with open
eyes. But what about Obama? If it's not Hillary, it'll be Obama. What do you think of him?
You know what? I think Obama is a socialist, and he's bad. He's not evil, though, and this is a danger because people are buying whatever he's trying to sell them. Although he has never said anything that has any substance. He is very charming, yes, but does it help to manage the country like the United States of America? Of course it doesn't. Hillary is openly evil. That's my understanding. She's
openly evil.
I really don't understand why people are not objective about her. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I came from the country where everything was controlled by the government.
What country is that?
Oh, it was the former Soviet Union. I haven't
just like George.
Exactly. Sometimes I listen to him as well. Hi. So I for 20 years that we have been living in this country, we have achieved so much, and that's why we are so much against any socialist that wants to be president of this country and cries.
Larry is very irritated. He did not drive 80 miles to have to listen to this kind of stuff. Because Larry likes Hillary, or does not dislike her like you do, certainly.
Yeah, well, but you know what? I'm not politically correct.
What, Larry?
Wait
a minute. Let Larry say something here.
No, I don't like Hillary, but I don't like polarization either.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, it's a good way to really make a safe statement.
Well,
now, I'm not afraid of losing my job or anything of this sort. And, you know, some people are evil by nature. And just to say that, well, it is a polarization, I don't know.
Larissa,
I think
you made your point. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yes, take care.
She was running out of things to say, and my only comment is that we want to strive to lower the level of rhetoric and not to continue this polarization and create these opposite frictions in our country.
You know, I could go along with that, actually. Rich and Salinas, you're on the Saturday special. Welcome. Rich.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you're on.
I've got like two voices in the phone here. My question, or not so much question, but, you know, on Katie's commentary, when she mentions the name Webb Hummel, that should be Webb Hubble. I've heard it numerous times. I thought maybe I just misheard it. But did you happen to hear it that way?
No, but that's okay. It is Webb Hummel. So we'll have to get that corrected if needed.
And what's the latest on getting DVDs made of her commentary?
DVDs or CDs?
I mean CDs. I'm sorry.
I don't know if Mom would allow herself to be videoed, but she already has allowed herself to be audioed.
Good.
Hundreds of times. So we're working on it, I guess. The more questions we get like this might help keep KSCO in business, huh? Selling copies of KSCO's commentaries.
I've been getting this for the last year, and that's why I'm seeing what the update is, if you're actually getting some out where we could choose from the first the top 10 or something to start with.
Well, Larry and I and Mom had some discussions, and there have been lots of other people who want to help, and I guess it's just the ball is in our court here to do something. We just don't do anything. Anyhow.
Well, that's why I'm prodding.
Yeah, we appreciate you that.
The three candidates, liberal, McCain's a liberal, and Obama's a socialist, and Hillary's a communist. That's three choices.
And what about the bed?
The bed?
Yeah.
Well, I don't need it yet.
Yeah, you don't need it unless
you... I don't hope I don't have to use it for a long time yet.
Yeah, let's hope you don't. Or any family members?
But it sounds good if I get to that point.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Salinas. Rich, here's Joe in Seaside. Joe, you're on the air on KSCO.
Yeah, I heard one of the previous callers saying they're against polarization. Well,
that's actually one of the guests in the studio here.
Okay. Well, polarization, let's see. Good versus evil. Health versus disease and sickness. Truth versus bald-faced lies. We have got to have polarization. Without polarization, we have confusion. We have things masquerading as good for us.
Joe, I can go along with Larry because I don't think polarization does anybody any good, because polarization to me means that people cannot have a civil discussion with each other, you know. And I think it's only civil discussions with each other that are going to create solutions to the problems.
Well,
if no one wants to participate,
rather than label one side good and one side evil, because that's what polarization means, because each side will think the other side is evil.
Well, you may have heard of a guy named Ronald Reagan, and when he called the Soviet Union the evil empire, that sounded very polarizing. But because of that polarization, we forced their hand, and now those former colonies are in freedom. So,
George, what do you think about that?
I can tell you one thing, that in order to have clear vision, or we have to learn a lot. I read recently a wonderful book called Ruled by Secrecy by author Mars, M-A-R-R-S. And this book probably gives so much information hidden, which could explain many phenomena, many recent election deal, etc., etc. You have to look in the roots rather than on the surface. We can discuss a million things, but what's behind, it's what's driving this situation. And that's why I don't want to comment more than that. It would be great to discuss this book first and then talk about politics.
Yeah.
There is a time for discussion, but there's also a time for war. War good to preserve what is good.
Okay, Seaside Joe, thank you for your call to the Saturday special. It opens up line. In fact, we got a bunch of lines open, 479-1080.
End of invention.
What?
It's the end of our discussion of the bed and the invention.
Not necessarily. No, I don't think so. I've invited – it's all part of my grand plan to get George and you to relax and just talk about whatever – you know, just go with the flow. Flow with the go. On your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. You want to email me? It's mz@ksco.com. Ooh, we got lots of stuff here. Yeah, CVR and LLG. Well, MZ, I am well under 65 and find this a very interesting topic. Was there any further interest in my proposal to improve the electronic voting system? Oh, this is from Thor. I remember Thor, yeah. You know what? What we need to do is we need to create a whole new program. We'll call this the Saturday Saturday Invention Special.
Invention, okay? And innovation.
The Saturday, but we need to do a whole program where we feature innovations and inventions and so forth and the people behind them. Why not? And it'll start on this station, and it'll help raise funds, you know, to bring these inventions to reality. Hopefully, you know, this station will be, you know, enough to do that, but... You know, we can. I think it would be a fascinating program to put on the internet, to syndicate to other radio stations. Why not? Why not? Make it part of a deal. If the radio station, if the source of the funds for the company, say, for the to actually bring the actual invention to reality, comes from a quantifiable source, like, you know, from the audience of the radio station, then, you know, that could, the radio station can play a role in it or something. I don't know. So anyhow, LLG means Los Laureles Grade, and CVR means Carmel Valley Road. Thank you, Thor. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate that. Okay. Band Mike also says, MZ, please tell Kay the man she is talking about in her commentary is not Webb Hummel. It's Webb Hubble. Thanks. And that's from Band Mike. Okay, techno, duly noted twice here. Tony Walker, okay? Great program about an exciting new solution to a very common problem. Please let me know how I can get more info and see the video. It will be great to be able to pass along this info to our home care clients and their families who frequently are overwhelmed by this type of problem. And it's signed Tony, and it's Tony Walker, President and CEO of Com4Care Senior Services, serving Santa Clara and Santa Cruz counties.
Right, Michael. That's a good application of this bed when it's in production, and that is in nursing facilities and home care facilities. And when we get the when the company gets on its feet and is able to get the meets the cost target for the manufacturing of the bed, we could see prices that would be competitive with, say, an electric bed for home.
Sure.
And that's not a hospital bed, so we're not talking about a $20,000 to $40,000 bed,
right,
for ICU. We're talking about this Uniservice bed or Smart Care bed, or what kind of names do we have, MZ, George?
I came up with Smart Care Bed, and it just flowed when I was writing the promo.
Yeah, and that's neat. And we've been using the word Uniservice for universal service. And in any case, it would have a great effect for our nursing facilities. But I do want to comment about the need of the bed. It's like when it would be needed for in surgery or for burn victims, and this would be young people, and we talk about the Army. It would be a wonderful to have this bed in Army hospitals to relieve the pain and reduce the amount of narcotics and just how do you explain that, George, about the orthopedic surgeons and
considering property of the future bed without any movements or relative motions, we can open any part of the body from under the patient, and for burn units, for wounded people, changing the dressing and providing ointments under the patient, it could be much easier because it's free access without disturbing slightly started process of healing.
And so, like certain injuries, any motion is extremely painful.
Especially after orthopedic surgery.
Yeah.
It's painful.
And there's never been anything like this that allows that kind of treatment. So it's not, you don't have to be 65 and just elderly. It could be used in the in this post-traumatic care.
There is no age restrictions or recommendations to use this bed. It's just for everybody. And eventually, one of these days, each of us probably will benefit out of this bed when we're getting older or...
Don't like to think about that, but it's probably inevitable. You're listening to the KSCO AM 1080 Saturday Special with special guests George, Kate, Larry, Wagner, and, well, you the callers, 479-1080 if you want to participate in the program. And, we have got a couple people on the line here, but let's, real quick emails here from Al A.E. Sibley. I would like to view the video of the new bed design. Thank you. Okay. I will shoot, I'll reply to these videos later today, ladies and gentlemen. So, and I'll send you to a link where you can view the whole thing. Forrest Jaddick to Michael MZ, you should syndicate Kay's commentaries with an RSS feed and then list the feed on the podcast aggregators like iTunes, et cetera, so they can be downloaded like a typical podcast. That's a great idea. What did you say, Larry?
We know Forrest.
We know Forrest. That's exactly right. Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, great. So anyhow, let's see. Let's go back to the phone lines here. I'm looking at the email screen. Oh, it's Jan in Slove.
Hi.
Hi, Jan in Slove. San Lorenzo Valley.
Beautiful up here in the San Lorenzo Valley.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to call in and thank. I missed your name. I'm sorry.
George. Kate.
I want to thank you, George, for doing this. I remember when we were...
And thank Larry for introducing me to George.
And thank you, Larry, for introducing MZ to George. This is an incredible invention. Both of my parents, when we were taking care of them, had bed sores. And that is just it's just a terrible, terrible thing. My mother had to be turned every 2 hours, and... It was hard on her, but you know, it's harder if you don't, because then the people develop bed sores. The facility she was in first was fined $9,000 because her bed sore started there, and later the fine was tripled by the state inspector to $27,000. And, we were looking at a bed for my mother. And my brother was talking to someone, and the bed we wanted cost $50,000. We could not get it for her. Mm-hmm. $50,000 for a bed.
Well, so, hopefully there will be a home version of this bed that's, under $10,000. I mean, is that possible, George, you think? Or
that's our goal. It's hard to be exact with... naming prices because it's still under development. Yeah.
But even if it's not, even if it has to be a lot more, it could be leased. The bed could be leased, and there's all kinds of ways to skin a cat.
Now,
that's true.
Now, on the bed sore issue, you know there are these air cavitation mattresses, and we haven't talked about the differences between the Uniservice bed with mm-hmm. its motion versus those mattresses that have an air pump on them.
All right. Uh-huh.
Did you try those? Did your mother ever?
That's exactly the bed which costs a lot of money. It's yeah. very heavy, bulky, and it doesn't go in any house because of its size. I think mm-hmm. it's big one.
Well,
George, I tried one.
I'm sorry, but I went through this with my mother, and we did rent, and Medicare covered it, and it was a bed that raised and lowered. Right. And it had a mattress with a little pump.
They call it air lost mattress.
We looked at those on websites now, and those claim to relieve bed sores. So we need to differentiate ourselves.
My mom had some type of an air mattress type of thing, but, that was after she had the bed sore. And getting rid of one is just so difficult.
Yeah, I understand that, Jen.
Yeah, we did get rid of it eventually when we got her home and we were able to take care of her. And one problem is that these people can't always control their bowels. So just because you've got them all cleaned up doesn't mean that, they're not going to do it immediately again.
Right. This bed would have a toileting facility that you press a button and it kind of, from underneath, there is a toilet.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you just remind one important fact that not always you can see beginning of bed sores.
Right.
It's developed close to the bone area and slowly moves out. And what's lately we can see technology called image recognition with a high resolution camera, which could be placed in the gap of this bed, for example, and scan under patient from head to toe. Mm-hmm. This way you can see early detection of the bed sores rather than final result, which is a very, very expensive and to treat, painful, etc. But provision of this type of technology could be here because of nature of the bed to mm-hmm. to go under the patient and scan the all problems before it's happened. By the way, it could detect also beginning of cancer formations.
Wow.
Not only bed sores. That's what I've learned from literature, and it's very promising addition to the technology.
Well, I want to thank you because this could save millions of people the pain and torture that goes on every day in nursing homes and probably hospitals with people who have operations who have to, they take them to nursing homes if you've been in an accident after you go to the hospital and all, and you need to recuperate, they send you to a nursing home. And these places are so understaffed, it's terrible. Even at an expensive place, you pay a lot of money and it doesn't guarantee that your loved one is going to be taken care of, well taken care of. So the best thing is for the family to be there. And this bed is going to just, God bless you.
Yeah, well,
that's all I can say.
We're going to work hard to continue to cost reduce it and get it to home use.
Jan, thanks for your call. Hey, gee, we're in the home stretch of the program. There's only 12 minutes remaining. Apparently, multiple callers that have just tuned in want a recap of the description of the bed and what it does here. So real quick, like in a minute or less here, because then we got to do some commercials, and then we'll come back and close the program, George. So you do it, since you're the inventor. A recap of what the bed does.
Oh.
Everything. Just say everything. That'll cover it.
mainly, this bed could unload service people, personnel, medical, and home members from heavy physical work. The same time doing practically all necessary procedure, hygiene, massaging, preventing bed sores, changing linens, toileting, bathing, showering in the bed, even in medical facilities, x-raying and checking the skin of the person, all without moving, touching, turning, and providing highest possible service with minimal physical and financial involvement. That's basically
God, what. That's perfect. That's great. Thank you. So it's 10 before 12. We got a commercial break here, right, Nikki? And so why don't we take that, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. There's a few more minutes of the Saturday special.
The most important investment you will ever make is not in your home. It's in your children. Hello, my name is Haiti Danielson, director of the Cardin School of Santa Cruz. At Cardin, we teach your children in ways that are respectful of your investment. This means Cardin focuses on academic excellence, emotional and intellectual stamina, responsible moral standards, and respect for the privilege of learning. To experience Cardin firsthand, visit our open house, Friday, 8:30 to 10:30, across from Harbor High at 319 La Fonda Avenue in Santa Cruz. Take a walking tour of our classrooms in session. Observe teachers delivering lessons to our students. Hear a formal discussion about the Cardin teaching method. At Cardin School, we respect your children and your investment. Visit our Cardin Open House, Friday, 8:30 to 10:30, at 319 La Fonda Avenue in Santa Cruz. For information, call 460-2600 or cardinsantacruz.com.
The first time I felt it, the second time I loved it, and the third time I told all my friends. Of course, I'm talking about ACT, the new feel-good energy drink. ACT is all natural, made with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants, so you get the energy you want without the junk that's in those other drinks. ACT feeds your cells, works in 5 to 10 minutes, and lasts for up to 6 hours with no jitters and no crash. You'll feel great all day, just like I did. People from 12 to 80 love ACT. Whether you want your kid drinking a healthier alternative or you're 80 years old and want more get up and go, ACT is diabetic friendly and fits in great with any diet and fitness plan. While you may have seen ACT at various retail locations around town, to buy at a discount or for a free sample, call me, Robin, at 831-818-4144. That's 831-818-4144. Or send me an email, robin@ksco.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
For several months now, you've heard the commercials for Santa Cruz Tile and Stone here on KSCO. Now you can go to the KSCO.com website and click on the yellow box and see their fabulous showroom and their great products and services. If you're thinking about a remodel or new kitchen, entryway, or bathroom, then you need to visit Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, number 2 in Santa Cruz. You'll find full and prefabricated slabs in granite, marble, limestone, and travertine at great prices. And you'll also find Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, Phoenix Spas, and Gazebos at the lowest prices in Santa Cruz County. And remember, Phoenix Spas and Gazebos are the only ones built in Northern California. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Let the expert staff at Santa Cruz Tile and Stone work with you to design your remodel or your new construction project. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, unit number 2 in Santa Cruz. Phone 421-0292 or visit them by going to ksco.com and click on the yellow box. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone.
Here we are back in the home stretch of the program about the amazing bed, greatest invention I've ever seen. Been close to actually used it, and not all functions for sure, but I've seen it and I know that it's the thing is real and it's going to work. I got to play this one ad from Dave Allen here. Just listen to this here. This is good here. I have to just here.
Body and your mind at any time. This is you, your body, and your mind. After drinking an energy drink full of obscene levels of sugar and caffeine. This is you, your body, and your mind after drinking ACT. Advanced Cell Therapy. A more natural way to recharge your body and, most of all, your mind. Get ACT. Either go online to RadioDrink.com or call 818-4144. Again, RadioDrink.com or 831-818-4144.
Yeah. Our group plans to become the largest distributors of the ACT drink in the world here. That's my plan here. And if we do it with creative commercials like that Dave just produced, way better than my commercials or, you know, the typical commercials here. Really creative stuff. All right, thanks, Dave, for submitting that. We'll put that into the rotation here. So it's 5 minutes before 12 noon here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, in the closing minutes of our program here with George, Kate, and Larry Wagner. George, you just realized that you forgot to say something very important about the bed, your invention here. Go ahead.
Yes, this bed predict a possibility to transfer all needed medical data from the bedside to the doctor's office without moving the patient or doctor visiting the patient. This is the latest trend in the industry, and this bed is kind of more comfortable because it's got much more room under the patient to put sensors, cameras, and stuff like that. And I definitely forgot about this, but it's an important part of the development in future.
And if anyone out there would like to see the video demonstration, you can send me an email, mz@ksco.com. If any of you, and I guarantee that after you look at this bed, you're probably going to want to help us make it a marketing, a reality, bringing it to the market here. So you can certainly get in touch with us that way, and I will put you in touch with Larry and George on this particular topic here. So, closing few minutes here. If you want there's the opportunity to ask a question or make a comment, if you call 479-1080, let's check the email here and see if there's anything new that's come in here that we haven't already read. Two hours certainly flew by. How come my mouse doesn't work here? Now I can't even check the damn email. What am I doing wrong here? Okay, Larry, George, what's the last thing you want to say while we still have a few minutes?
I really appreciate that you invited me here. It's my first experience. I've never been to the studio. It was once shown on Channel 2, this project, but practically without my participation. Appreciate, and also I'm really happy that you're reacting on this project very favorably, and I hope we'll continue our nice relationship.
Thank you. For sure. Now, hey, do you have the That's All folks in there? Oh, bless you, Nikki. The computer just decided to freeze now. It's never done that before.
That's because I'm here. I've only been working in computers.
Have you sabotaged it?
Well.
Huh?
I've only been programming computers since, over 40 years.
I mean, the thing is just dead. I mean, the mouse is frozen, and now I can't push the button that says that's all, folks. But it's not even time to do that anyhow. We've got to wait
just fill up the air, Michael.
Minute and a half of it.
Well, anyways, you got me to get on air for the first time. So.
I know. And you, I've wanted you to be on the radio. We didn't even talk about any of your inventions, which are pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah, we'll get a chance.
Why don't we tease the audience?
Are just Silicon Valley electronics, communications.
Just Silicon Valley? I mean, new cell phone technology.
Audio.
Embedded audio signals
video,
so that people can.
And video.
I mean, yeah, this
And software-defined radio.
Yeah.
So. And what else? We'll get to all that. The merging, the convergence.
Yeah, oh,
I'm
sorry.
Some
three,
kind of location-based systems.
Yeah, the location-based systems where people can find their lost luggage can be recovered real
well,
quickly.
Well, not quite. Yeah, direction finder. But you know? we'll have time for all that.
Okay. In a subsequent Saturday special, or maybe we'll do
we'll figure it
we'll
out.
We'll do this invention.
Yeah, MZ. We'll. But anyways, it was an enjoyable time here, and I'm happy to have been able to get on air and try this media out, this old media, which is still hanging in there.
All right. So now it's time to play the That's All, folks, and give the call at the station, Legal ID, KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. Thank you, Nikki. Yeah, thanks.
Sing it.
That's all, folks. Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
Commit to bringing more U.S. troops home from Iraq before he leaves office in 11 months.
In terms of troop levels, there is going to be enormous escalation again.
The president speaking at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, where he's hosting Denmark's prime minister.
It's going to be based upon the recommendations of Secretary Gates, General Petraeus, the Joint Chiefs.
The president suggesting any further troop reductions will have to wait until after Iraq's provincial elections in October. It's campaign crunch time. From America's election headquarters, it's the final crucial weekend ahead of Tuesday's primaries in Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Hillary stumping today in Fort Worth.
I want you to have more job training, more apprenticeship programs, because I want you to have a good job in a growing economy that will give you a middle-class standard of living.
Barack Obama rallies in Rhode Island, Texas also holding caucuses, which could be the deciding factor this year.
Both Obama and Clinton have been doing their best to train folks about the caucus, trying to get them to show up at the polls twice.
Fox's Caroline Shively. Polls show a slight edge in Ohio for Hillary Clinton over Barack Obama. In Sin City, a 57-year-old remains in critical condition, the last man to stay in the Las Vegas motel room where the deadly poison ricin was found.
Homeland Security documents obtained by the local paper here identified him as 57-year-old Roger Von Bergendorf, possibly of Reno, Nevada, possibly San Diego, possibly St. George, Utah. The man has clearly moved around quite a bit and has declared bankruptcy several times. Las Vegas police also say he had a misdemeanor arrest several years ago. Won't say more than that right now.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Las Vegas. Extremely small amounts of ricin can be lethal to humans. Las Vegas police continuing their investigation. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Encore. Joining us is Aria Finger, CMO of DoSomething.org and spokesperson for the new Teens for Jeans campaign.
We want some gently worn jeans, and teens nationwide can drop them off at any Aeropostale store.
Now, wait a second. I brought some jeans in for this segment. Is it only teenagers that you want them from?
We want them from anyone.
Like, what if you don't have one of those stores in your neighborhood?
Well, there's over 813 Aeropostale stores across the U.S. and Canada. But if you don't have one, you can check out the DoSomething.org website, and we'll make sure we get them to a local teen home, a shelter, or charity.
That's great. But when you say gently worn, people are buying them and paying a lot of money to make sure they're not gently worn.
Oh,
do the homeless want that?
Oh, sure. We want the homeless to be just as stylish as any other teen across the country. We want to make these kids feel just like regular teenagers. They attend school. They should get what everyone else gets.
Very good.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
As the Democratic candidates released record February fundraising numbers, Republican John McCain put out his stats.
He released some new numbers for February. February, he raised $12 million, and that brings his total for 2008 to about $25 million. He said that was a pretty good month, but he has a lot of catching up to do because the Democrats, for example, Hillary Clinton raised $36 million in the month of February. Barack Obama did even better than that. So he has some catching up to do, McCain says.
Fox's Molly Hennenberg. Continued concerns about a widely used blood blood-thinning drug.
One of two principal makers of heparin issuing a recall weeks after the FDA began probing hundreds of reports of recent adverse reactions in users, more than half occurring in those using doses from Baxter International. The FDA's Dr. Sandra Queter says no immediate recall was ordered because
calling the drug back to the company would have resulted in an immediate and severe shortage.
But the other big maker, APP, can now meet demand.
Fox Radio's Chris Barnes, the FDA still searching for the cause. Some violations have turned up at a factory that makes the main ingredient for one company's heparin in China. Competition for Kit.
While you read the newspaper or talk on your cell phone or sleep behind the wheel, researchers in Texas have unveiled a prototype of a self-driving car and are addressing challenges.
How do you deploy enough sensors in the vehicle to be able to sense your environment so that you can do real-time avoidance of different issues that come up and do lane following, etc.?
Researcher Dr. Stephen Dallenbach says a self-driving car isn't that far off, and while it may be cool to have your own chauffeur, the real goal is to relieve highway congestion by getting more vehicles on existing roads. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, Fox News Radio.
A Spanish breeder wanting to replicate the success of his prize-winning stud has decided to just clone the animal. Texas company will take stem cells from the bull's earlobe and return the embryo to the breeder. Procedure will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080 on this Saturday, March 1st. And I'm Nikki James. Actually, it's the afternoon. Excuse me. It is 12:05. And your Central Coast forecast today, cloudy through mid-morning, and then it'll clear up with a high near 60 degrees. North-northwest wind between 6 and 16 miles per hour. Tonight will be clear and a low around 42 degrees. North-northwest winds between 11 and 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 21. Sunday it will be sunny and a high of 64. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast. Today we will have some patchy fog this morning. Northwest winds 10 to 20 knots. Wind waves 2 to 3 feet. West swell 3 to 7 feet at 15 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Wind waves 2 to 3 feet. And a west swell 4 to 9 feet at 14 seconds. Southwest at 2 feet and 16 seconds. The current temperature at KSCO Studio is 66, Monterey is 57, Salinas 56, and Watsonville 57. I do have some traffic hazards to report to you. The traffic collision that has major injuries, it's only involving one person. The vehicle needs to be towed, and the guy is being life lifted, and that is just north of Carmel Valley Road.